Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In the fall of 1845, the famous American explorer John Charles Fremont crossed over the Rocky Mountains into eastern Utah, bound for the Great Salt Lake. 2 years earlier, he and a small party of men had probed the lake's brackish waters in a rubber boat, camping on the island that now bears his name. Now he was headed back, intending to discover more about the body of water he called the Inland Sea. Upon reaching the lake the second time, Fremont set about investigating the region's ecosystem. He marveled at what he called the incrustations of fine white salt that practically covered the lake's southern beaches, and the insect larvae that called the sandy beach mud home. Perhaps the most interesting story to come from Fremont's 1845 visit to the Great Salt Lake, however, comes from the explorer's trip to the long, almost peninsular island near the lake's southeastern margins. Area Native Americans had told him he could easily ride his horse across the sandbar that linked the island to the shore. Taking them at their word, Fremont took his guide Kit Carson and a few men and rode across the shallows to the island, recording later that the water never reached above the saddle girths and that the floor of the lake was a sheet of salt resembling softening ice, into which the horse's feet sank to the fetlocks. When they finally reached the island, the party found grass and water, as well as a considerable herd of antelope, a few of which Fremont and his men killed for food. When they at last left the island and returned across the sandbar, they were accosted by a local Indian man who claimed that all the antelope on the island were his and that they would have to pay for the ones they killed. Fremont, not wanting to anger the man, gave him some cloth, tobacco, and a knife to make up for the dead antelope. And to the island, he gave the name of the beast that roamed it. It became Antelope Island. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.